Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, it's the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. We welcome you to a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in some hymnal singing and some prayer, reading from King James Version, just worshiping the Lord and lifting Him up in one mind and one accord. Let's praise Him now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we do bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. We've been singing that little chorus for a long time, and we substantiate it from Ephesians 6:10, where Paul says, "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Hallelujah. The people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. It makes me to realize that I know a lot of strong people because I know a lot of people that know their God, and we are expecting some exploits. We are expecting some supernatural things because strong people, through the help of the Holy Ghost, the people that know their God shall be strong and do things that are above average and miraculous and supernatural. Let God use you and work in your life and minister through you. All right, from Matthew 6:25, our precious promise says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. It is not the life more than the meat, and the body more than raiment. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, neither gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they?" Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. All right, let's take the Melodies of Praise hymnal, and let's turn to page 102. Sing along with us on a great favorite, and rejoice in the fact He brought me out. My heart was distressed, neath Jehovah's dread frown, and lo, in the pit where my sins dragged me down, I cried to the Lord from the deep miry clay, who tenderly brought me out to golden day. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He gave me a song, 'twas a new song of praise, by day and by night its sweet notes I will raise. My heart's overflowing, I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued me. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise. sing that song of praise.
I'll tell of the pit with its gloom and despair. I'll praise the dear Father who answered my prayer. I'll sing my new song, the glad story of love. Then join in the chorus with the saints above. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, there's a song in our hymnal entitled My Song of Praise. Hallelujah. There should be nothing in this heart of ours except praise and worship for the Lord Jesus Christ. It is great to be with you, and remember, the Lord permitting and providing, we're here weekdays at this same time. And if for some reason you miss our broadcast, or the time's not convenient, or you want to hear it again, or for whatever reason, the website is always available, www.pentecostalradio.org. And all you have to do is click the Listen Online link and select the date you want. Just click on it and you can worship the Lord with us. We present those broadcasts as live as we can. And when we sense the presence of the Lord here in the house where we're recording these services, we ask that the Lord would ride the airwaves, would capture His Spirit where it would be there for you to sense and to flow into your life as you worship with us. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for that flow of the Holy Spirit. We thank You, Lord, that the stream flows from Calvary. Lord, from the throne of God proceeds the river of life. And we're so thankful, Lord, today that You can flow into our hearts and lives. Father, You said out of our innermost being, out of our bellies, would flow rivers of living waters. Some people are just happy with their cup running over, and that's wonderful too. But Lord, we want our innermost being and our belly, we want it filled where like a river is springing up into everlasting life. Use us today, we pray. We're on this side of the cross. We're on this side of the Holy Ghost. We're on this side of the Word of God. We thank You today, Lord, for all You do. Use this service for Your glory today. Bless each one that's with us, and thank You for those that help make it possible. And we'll praise You in Jesus' name. Amen.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait.
I'll give you some contact information toward the end of the service, so be ready to take it down if you will. And we always welcome your song and prayer request. Well, here's one about the king and the beggar.
On a lonely road one day, a strange occurrence took place, as you will see. The beggar fell down on his knees and cried, "Oh, pardon me, I am unworthy in thy presence
to be. Then the king looked at the beggar, and he said, "You've been set free. Your sins are all forgiven, and you've been born in royalty." So the king and the beggar walked off arm in arm, you see. The king was Jesus, the King of Kings, and that lowly beggar was me. Hallelujah. Oh, aren't you glad today that you can walk with the king?
Who was rich became so poor that a beggar rich might be. The Son of God became the Son of Man. And we, the fallen sons of man, became the sons of God. I can't explain it, God's wondrous saving plan. Then the king looked at the beggar, and he said, "You've been set free. Your sins are all forgiven, and you've been born in royalty." So the king and the beggar walked off arm in arm, you see. That king was Jesus, and that King of Kings, and the lonely beggar was me. Oh, let's sing it. Listen now. Then the king looked at the beggar, and he said, "You've been set free. Your sins are all forgiven, and you've been born in royalty." And so the king and the beggar walked off arm in arm, you see. The king was Jesus, the King of Kings, and that lowly beggar was me.
Hallelujah. Well, he tells us in Isaiah 53:5, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." One more verse. "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." From the Word of God. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and we're so thankful that the king and the beggar now walk arm in arm together. We thank you for worshiping with us. After you've given to your church and taking care of your family, if you'd like to share something with us, small or large, one time or more than one time, however you feel led of the Lord to do it, send any mail, whether it's money or not, to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. Remember, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost, and it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. King looked at the beggar, and he said, "You've been set free. Your sins are all forgiven, and you